ידי לתוירי רבי צבי זרבה.
Morning, Chodesh. And the truth is, I have prepared a halachadik topic to discuss this morning. An interesting topic, all the halach, well, all the halachas could think of about drinking coffee, and not Hilchot Shabbos, actually for the weekday. But then I thought to myself yesterday night, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Pastor Pesnish, Nish Seredin about Elul, Nish Seredin in Yonah Deyoyme, Pesnish, so I think we'll leave that coffee here for another day, Bez Hashem, so I got it in credit. And yesterday night, and partially very early this morning, I prepared a bit of a shiur in Yonah Deyoyme. I actually gave the title for the shiur coffee, we didn't put it on, so this is actually important, the title didn't go on the papers, so I could change it. As we know, one of the main mitzvahs of Elul Tishri is the mitzvah of tshuva. I would like to discuss that a little bit, as much as we can. The mitzvah of tshuva, I think in the olden days, the impression we get from the stories we read and the stories we hear is a bit of a scary impression, a bit of a pacha, the yira, which for us is a bit of a hard one. The olden days, for sure, when it came to Chodesh Elul, they came with a great yira, a great yira shemaim, a great yira sadin, at least in many parts of Kal Yisrael, and that's how they lived. That was the Trunas HaNefesh that worked by them, it uplifted them, it pushed them upwards. We hear many stories. Rabbi Sol Salanter writes in a letter, one of the famous letters, he writes that Lifnim, in the earlier days, Kol Ish, or Chazose Palotzus, every person started trembling, Mikoil HaKoyre Elul, when they called out Elul. Could be he means when they made Rish Chodesh Benching. It's famous that in Yerushalayim, till not so long ago, they knew the exact spot where Rabbi Itzel Petterburger, one of the great Balamusa, stood, and where he fainted every time when the Chazan made when he benched Rish Chodesh Elul, and they knew the exact spot where he stood and where he fainted. Rabbi Reuven Bengis was Rav Yerushalayim, says that he remembers in his youth that in his youth in the shul where he davened, many people fainted when they benched Rish Chodesh Elul. It's a very nice story. I think about the Chemdas Shloimeh. The Chemdas Shloimeh was one of the great Gedolim in his time before the war. And he wrote a lot of tshuvas to Yidin who asked him questions. He had a very beautiful handwriting. Once there was a Yid who wrote him a question, he got an answer, but the handwriting was very messy, not very neat. And he had this, he wasn't sure what's going on. The Chemdas Shloimeh had a very nice handwriting. He decided next time he goes past, he'll ask him. Next time he traveled past where he lived, he went in and he asked him, Rebbe, what happened? Were you not feeling well? And he said, no, don't remember anything. So the Chemdas Shloimeh thought to him, and he says, oh, 1 minute, when was the letter written? So he said, somewhere in Elul. He says, we ask the questions. And Elul, his hand just trembled, and the handwriting came out naturally messy. So that was in those days. Today, like we said, we're a bit scared of that. We're a bit put off from such an attitude, if we're allowed to say that, and speak where we are up to. The truth is that even in those days, the big steer in Chazal, on the one hand, the days of Elul Yom Neroim are called Yomim Neuroim. Neuroim, as in serious Neuro, awesome days, days of awe, awesome days. On the other hand, we know that Chazal, the Svar Magdashim, call it Yimei Rachmim. Yimei Rachmim Verotzin, Yimei Rachmim Beslicha, Da Yimei Rachmim, Moshe Rabbeinu got Rachmim from the Eivishter on Kapor Se'egel. So is it awesome days or is it days of Rachmim? And one of the answers which one of us should give is, it depends how a person uses it. If a person uses the opportunity of Elul and Tishri, if he uses it for good, for the right way, the way he can do, to the best of his abilities, then it will be Yimei Rachmim Verotzen. If he doesn't use it properly, then it can be awesome, then it can be scary, because we know if a king, if a great man comes and gives you a present, and you decline, you refuse, that's Nishka Kovet Malchus, by a king, that wouldn't work. No such thing. The person wouldn't dare to refuse the present of a king. The Rebbe Hashem is giving us a present of Dirish Hashem B'Yimotzo in these days. The Rebbe Hashem is close. The Rebbe Hashem is out of the palace, as the Moshel goes. He's much closer to get hold of, to get close to. So to refuse and to not use the opportunity is that would zicher turn it into scary days. That's a very famous Rebbe Itzel Petterburger. Mr. Petterburger was asked a question. We know that the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Sivcham, Sivcham, Apsuchim, Tzadikim, Nechtovim, Nechtonim, Le'alter, and Rosh Hashanah, the other way, the Benoinim are the ones who are tluim behind them till Yom Kippur. So Mr. Petterburger asked a question. The emphasis is that we have to understand the question, because Benoinim, the children grow up, Benoilim, as an equal, half-half. So he asked the question, so make one more mitzvah. Why do I have to do tshuva? Why do I have to go through the service with tshuva? Make one more mitzvah, and I'll tip the scales to the tzaddik. The MSC is that Benoilim doesn't quite feel half-half, because... Yeah, we don't know, okay. That, well, if it wouldn't have been Benoilim, then it's already overdone with. So the MSC is that Benoilim doesn't mean half-half. The famous Tanya discusses that Benoilim doesn't mean exactly half. It doesn't even make sense to think so. How common is it? It should be exactly half. The whole service with tshuva is for those people where it's exactly half. The Tanin explains Benoinim means he's pulled equally in all directions. The Tzaddik is pulled to the good, the Rosh is pulled to the bad, and Benoinim, which some of most of us are included in, are pulled to the good and the bad. The Shal is which stronger, the Gashmis and the Ruchnis, Shal is which one pulls us stronger. But if it's compatible, we'll ask the question that way. Let's say make one more mitzvah, and you stiff the scales. What's all the tshuva about? And he said, if you got an opportunity to do tshuva, because it says, mit tshuva is his man, Mordik, Mesugel for tshuva, and you don't use it, ein chaveri gedolim izu. No mitzvah stepping the scales will help. Not using such an opportunity doesn't work. So the same in the whole Elul, if a person uses the opportunity, then Elul will turn into Yimei Rachmin V'Rotzen. As we said, today we work better, and that's how the Moshem has ausgestellt the way of the world, and it's been a Shemaim, Ashkoche Potis, like this. We work much better with the positive side of things, the uplifting side of things. For us, all the harsh words which the older Balamusa used to say, in the olden days, all that language, by them it worked, it uplifted them, it pushed them to do better, but for us it would most probably work the other way, and we work much better on the positive side of things. So let's see if we can talk a bit on that side of tshuva. The truth is, tshuva is a mitzvah deraisa. Tshuva is a mitzvah deraisa. Like every mitzvah, needs to be done with simcha. Pikud Hashem Yishorim, v'samche leiv, needs to be done with simcha. In the olden days, there used to be a lot of tzigufim and sidrei kapore. The Rambam doesn't even bring it. Some teore, the Rambam with the Rebbe on Hilchas Tshuva doesn't even bring it. Neon tzigufim and kapore just talks about the mitzvah of tshuva. So I'm reading a story. There is today a few sforim out from a yid called Reb Shlomo Hoffman. I've become quite popular in various things. A choshev person, a clever person, makuv to the gedolim by the war, just after the war, in Eretz Yisrael. I read this there a good few years ago by now. He writes that he was a boy, in the year 1944, Topshin Dalet, in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a very important meeting, an emergency meeting in Zichron Moshe, because the news was leaking out of Europe. What's happening there to the kehillas, to the yeshivas, to the gedolim, to the midchamim, to the bnei yeshivas. And there was a terrible pachad of the churban of Olam HaTorah, which to a certain extent was true. Netzrod were very little yeshivas at that time, 1944, very little yeshivas. And even those who were there obviously fell into big financial hardship because the support wasn't coming now in wartime, not from America, not from Europe, Zichronish, it wasn't coming. Even from England and America, the support had stopped, wartime, it couldn't. So the idea, the purpose of the kenness of this gathering was to remind the people to get financial backing and chizuk. A lot of different types of people there, Tamil Chom there, Bochum there, Balabatim there, he writes. Everyone sat, and more or less all the drushes were on the same line. Ozam Sirotsky, the Slutskirov, spoke first, and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, the Torah is in a terrible sakana. He writes the words which he said, the Torah is in a terrible sakana, the matzav is terrible, and everyone started crying. It was a whole time, everyone started crying. After that, Rabbi Yisrael Meltzer, Evan Ozel got up, and he also on the same line, everyone was crying along. After that, the Ponovitcherov got up to speak. The Ponovitcherov was pretty new in Eretz Yisrael. Most people had heard of him, but it was their first time hearing him actually speak. For most people, he writes, it was the first time hearing him speak. He went up to the bima with a big smile on his face. And he said, Rabbi Yisrael, I hear words. He started off with the way, his trademark way. He says, Yedidi Ahuvah, my beloved friends. And then he said, I hear this crying, koiles bechi, and the sadness that the Olam HaTorah is about to be destroyed. And he said, I want to remind you all, there's a promise of the Ribono Shel Olam, there's avtoch in the Torah, ki lo yishokach mipi zaroi. The Olam HaTorah will never be chorev. Novos, so you don't have to worry about the Olam HaTorah being chorev. Novos, the opposite. There's an opportunity now, who will be the ones to rebuild Torah? Who will be the ones to get the schus to be zoiche, to be from those who build, Torah will be, don't worry about it. It's an opportunity time. It's a time. And he says, as Rav Shlomo Hoffman writes, that on the minute, The entire mood in the whole Bismarck is changed from such a sadness and a giving up mood to a happy, positive, uplifting mood. And then they carried on. It's a moment from Atzus to Simcha changed. And then they carried on what they needed to discuss. So the same matzav can be looked upon in different ways. We can look at Elul Tshuva as a tremendous opportunity of Kirvas Hashem, of getting rid of the baggage which we have, and starting anew to a certain extent. And one can look at it that way. He writes another story there. It's really more directly about Tshuva. He says he was once walking he was learning Chevron at the time in Etzol. He was walking in the hallway, and the Rishiva of Chaskel Sarner met him. He crossed paths with Chaskel Sarner. And Chaskel Sarner, Rishiva, asked him, "Why do you look so sad? Atzur, serious, sad." So he answered him, "Saseres Mitzvah now. What's the question? Saseres Mitzvah." So he asked him, actually, word by word, they had the discussion went. So Chaskel Sarner asked him, "And who says that the Saseres Mitzvah, you don't want to be besimcha?" Oh, yes. So this Shlomo Hoffman, this Bucha answered. He said, "Well, I'm busy with Inyone Tshuva, and it's very hard, it's very schwer. The Rambam, the very famous Rambam, which a lot of people get very scared of, the famous Rambam, the Rambam in Hichas Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, writes, what is Tshuva? The person regrets and takes upon himself to change his path. Ad, and the Rambam has scary words here, Ad sheyoed olov, yodea talumes, till the Ribbono Shel Olam, who knows all the hidden in the heart, can bear witness, till the Ribbono Shel Olam can say witness, shleyoshuv lederech hazeh oid, that this person will never return, shelo yoshuv lederech hazeh, will never return and do his previous actions ever again." Who can say such thing? Who can make tshuva and reach a level, a matzev, a darge, where he takes upon his, where the Ribbono Shel Olam can give witness? Now, you know, we can say what we want, but the Ribbono Shel Olam has to give witness that he will never come. He says, "Of course I'm sad and serious." So he says, Chaskel Sarner started screaming at him. He said, "Why are you machmir like the Rambam? Why are you machmir like the Rambam? In this, we don't pass like the Rambam. In this," there's another pshat Rambam, tell you. He said, "In this, we pass like Rabbi Yoyne, who's much more making." The Mesoyer, he says, "In this, we pass." What's Rabbi Yoyne? Rabbi Yoyne is a gan sandish. Rabbi Yoyne says that Tshuven, Shar Tshuven, Rabbi Yoyne writes, what is Tshuven? Sheha'odom, we have 5 words. I'm going to pick out 5 words from there. Sheha'odom yisyatsev al derech toiv. That a person sets off on the good path. And the Chaskel Sarner said a marshal. He said a marshal, he had from Sore, from the altar of Slobodka, who heard from Sol Salamte, and the marshal goes like this. Imagine you traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. I don't think it's so sad to give a moshel to Bnei Brak. He wasn't there. I'm not sure what his moshel was, but that's the adapted moshel. So imagine he says that he traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and it's the first time doing it, and you ask someone, "How long does it take to travel Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak?" And the answer he gets is, "Well, an hour, 60 minutes, you know." He travels 60 minutes, and he travels 90 minutes, and he travels 120 minutes, and he's not getting to any Bnei Brak. Eventually, after 2.5-3 hours driving, he stops the car, sees Yid on the street, and he asks him, "Where's Bnei Brak?" The fellow looks at him and says, Bnei Brak, you in the south, you ride down in the Darom. What's Bnei Brak? Bnei Brak is the middle of the country. You ride in the, I don't know where you are. What's Bnei Brak?" So he says, "Oyvei, I don't understand. I left the house, I was told 60 minutes Bnei Brak, and it's long past 60 minutes, and the fellow tells him, "Well, yeah, depends what direction you're traveling. It's 60 minutes if you're going in the right direction, depends where you're going to. Okay, so what do I do now?" So he tells him, "Well, turn around, go back up the motorway, this and that direction, and then eventually you'll get there." Says Rav Salamte, like this. The moment this he turns his car and he starts driving towards Bnei Brak, even though he's 2.5 hours away, he is misyatsev al derech toiv. He is going on the right path. He's misyatsev al derech. He might have been lost and gone far away and gone the wrong way, but now he's on the right path. And that is tshuva, the way Rabbi Yoyne puts it. The person doesn't have to be there yet. He has to set out on the path. He has to think to himself, what can he do better? Where can he change? Of course, he has to have charot and regret. We got that too on his old actions, but once he starts working towards the right path, that is tshuva. The Rambam is taki very, very, very hard to do. That isn't the Rambam, the others learn different. The Rambam says that the Baruch Hu has to give witness, he'll never return to that. There's a big hakir, a lot of some talk about. Does the Rambam mean the Baruch Hu has to actually give witness, I will never do this again? That's quite possible. Or does the Rambam mean, now I am in a situation where I feel and I really wish I would never return to it. It's not talking about the actual future, it's talking about how I feel now about the future. It's even the Rambam, the others will learn like that. But anyway, Rabbi Yonah says, it's and that, this was what Rav Shlomo Hoffman says, that Rav Chasid Sander Mamish screamed at him. He said, what are you going around all sad and serious about? He wrote, told me this word, it's not that hard, one can do it, if one starts off on the right path, one can do it. A very famous pasuk from last week's parsha, which is a very important pasuk, Bonim Atem Lashem Lekeichem. See, the Shalom points out, it's the only time in the Torah, where the Torah writes such words, Bonim Atem, says Bnei Baruch Yisrael, but this nusach, Bonim Atem Lashem Lekeichem, and where is this written? Vayid is going through a tremendous hardship. Vayid, who has lost a close relative, and he feels like pulling his hair out and literally cutting his skin, which is what people used to do, at least in the Goyish world, when they reach a tragedy, they don't know how to react. They have to let out their emotions somewhere. So they pull out their hair, they literally cool themselves. And on that, the Torah says, Lois is going to do the same. That the Torah says, don't do it. Remember, even in time of hester upon him, even in time of hardship, even in time a person is going through a great hardship, bonim atem l'ashem elikeichem. The Shalom they discuss, bonim atem l'ashem elikeichem, and therefore we are guaranteed it's all for the good. Like a father does something for his son, even if the son doesn't understand, says Levin Ezra, but he's confident and he knows that the father means it for the good and it's good for him. The Chama Kodesh writes, that since we are born and we're not lost, we will come back to our father, everything will go back, and we will end up being good. There's short and Rishon there. But the main point is, we have to remember, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elikeichem, the Rishon wants our good. He wants our good, and he wants us. He wants us back. I once heard from my father, I don't know who he said it, we know there's something called the Baal Aveira, and there's something called a Ben Torah. Why is the Aveira person called the Baal and the Torah person called the Ben? Huh? Well, a Ben Torah and a Baal Aveira, you call both Baal and both Ben. And he said, a Ben can never separate, can never become Ois Ben. A person is going to Torah, a person is going to mitzvahs, it's in him, it's with him, it's his, forever, can never be taken away from him. And Aveira is like a Baal Vishnu, can be separated, can be divorced. So that, an Aveira, a person can't get rid of. We are born him, Lashem, the Aveira is of B'chinas Baal. The Aveira can go away, and the Vishnu wants us, he waits for us, to always come, to come back to us. I was thinking, the Bruch of Shemin Esra, the Bruch of Tshuva, Shiveinu Avinu, Hashiveinu Avinu, Kaveinu Malkeinu Avodu Secho, Vachzerenu B'Shuva Shleimo, and then we say, Baruch Atu Hashem, the last two words, and we shouldn't, very, very powerful words, one thinks about them, Horoitze B'Shuva, Horoitze B'Shuva, Horoitze B'Shuva means, the Baruch Hashem wants and waits and is desperate. He wants us to come back to him. It doesn't say Shuva Shleimo. We daven, Vachzerenu B'Shuva Shleimo. Please let us make a complete Shuva, but I will get to the Shuva of the Rambam in Ganzen. Aber der Mensch ist Reutze in der Beginning. Because that's not Reutze bis Shuvah Shleime. Reutze is bis Shuvah. The Mensch wants Shuvah is letters of Toshuv, hey, come back to Hashem. Shuvah means to return. Return means we work close to Hashem. And we want to come back. Come back. Is Yatzav al Derech Tov. Person should start going on the right path. And that's already the Shuvah. In Tehillim, you know, in Tehillim, there's a Kapitel Nun Aleph. Kapitel Nun Aleph is very much called the Kapitel of Tshuva, but of the Melech davened for Tshuva, for him, for Ganz Klal Yisrael, like everything in Tehillim. There are people who say this Kapitel every day in Elul Yom Neroim. Kapitel Nun Aleph, very, very powerful Kapitel, very much the Kapitel of Tshuva. In there, there's a Pasuk, Haster Ponecho Mechatoi, we ask Hashem, please cover your, hide your face from our Averis, V'chol avinoy samechei, get rid of my averes, and straight afterwards, the Melech says, Leiv Toir, Broly Alikim, give me a new heart. Broly Alikim, Ruach Nochen, Chadesh Bikirbi. And so some of the Foshim explain that Be'emes every Yid in him, naturally, every Yid Neshama wants Kirbas Hashem, wants to be close, and wants to be good, and wants to do the right thing. That's the natural thing. Be'emes is built on a pasuk in one of the recent Haftarahs. Yoda Shoir Koineu, for Tisha B'Av, Yoda Shoir Koineu, B'chamor Ebes Bolav, even the animal knows where to go to get its food. Ami Lo Yoda, when Novi tells him, Kal Yisrael, even an ox knows where to go for its food. How come you don't know? And the question on the pasuk is, what's the dinyan? He doesn't have a yetzahara. He doesn't have a yetzahara pushing him away from his family. Of course he goes to food. Nothing blocking him. And the Mefarshim will say, many Mefarshim will say this, we see from here, a Yid naturally has a natural meshicha letoiv, a natural meshicha l'Hashem, and it's our averes which block that natural pull. And we just have to get rid of the averes. That's what David HaMelech says. Haste panecha mechatoi. Take away my averes. And then naturally, leiptoi broli, I'll naturally get back to the heart which wants to get close to Hashem. Because naturally a person has that in him. Of course it needs work. Of course it doesn't, nothing comes, there are not good things need work. But it's not the, it's not something which is impossible, something which Avenger wants us to do, is waiting for us to do, is making it easy for us to do. A person has to just start off on the right way. The Rebbe Shmelke, the famous Rebbe Shmelke, the brother of the Aflor, in his Tzavor, so recently writes in his Tzavor that a person doesn't need who knows how many Taneisen, Sigufim to get close to Hashem. Anything which a person feels a bit hard for him to do, but he knows it's the right thing. One of the Misholim there is, a person is learning and he's about to close the sefer. But he has a few minutes longer. His plan was to close the sefer now. And he pushes himself, noch a few minutes, noch a few minutes. If it's hard for him, he says this can be mechaper, this can be mechaper on chayv amisas, chayv krisas, on big things. It has a tremendous power to build a person, to uplift a person. A person has a siddur open and is about to close it. And he thinks to himself, you know what? Let me stay till right at the end. A few more minutes is very hard. And that's our hardship, which for us is hard, and a person can uplift himself tremendously with that. We know that tomorrow, tonight some tomorrow, we're going to start the various menhagim of Chodesh Elul. One of them is, we say, Le David Hashem, Erev Yishi, twice a day, various reasons for that. Kapitel Chav Zayin, in Le David Hashem, David HaMelech asks, for Tveikes, Gekos V'Hashem, Shifti V'Veis Hashem, Kolim Echayai, Lechom Alibi, Bakshuponai, in Ledovid, David HaMelech asks for Emune, in Tachne Lamachne, Lo Yire Libi, even if I'm attacked, I don't fear. Luli Amanti Betuv Hashem. And we know Chazal also say, Oyri is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippur. Oyri Rosh Hashanah, then Kitzpineni Besukah is Sukkot. Oyri is Rosh Hashanah, it's an unbelievable thing. Chazal symbolized Chazal and Mamshil Rosh Hashanah to Oyr. Rosh Hashanah is a light, Rosh Hashanah is not a scary. One has to fear, one has to be serious, it can't become, it's not the Purim, obviously. But there's a certain simcha, certain comfort, certain happiness even, a person can go towards Rosh Hashanah, because that is the oil of the year. That's when a person establishes all the important things, and that's the oil of the year. Yom Kippur is not a sad day, it's a serious day. Well, I can't confuse Yom Kippur with Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is a serious day, not a sad day, and it's a Yishi, it's a day of salvation, a day of Yeshua, a day where we start anew, we get rid of all the baggage, get rid of the averes, and it's a day to look forward to. These are days of tremendous opportunity. A person who uses them, like his story where he said, everyone's so sad at the beginning of that meeting, and in a few words, everything changes, and the matzah went to simcha. A person can look at these days, Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, has tremendous opportunities, tremendous time for uplifting, for doing great things. Let's talk a few minutes about the various menhagim, various other menhagim, so we know Shofar also, that we start tomorrow morning. After Shachis, we start the Shofar. One of the reasons is because after the Egel, that he miscalculated, and therefore the Egel came about, Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Shemayim after the Egel. That wasn't such a good time. Then he came back down, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, but it's Tira Rashi exactly when. And Rosh Chodesh Elul, so he went back up the last time, the third of 40 days, the third time. And that's when he had a full kapor. Rashi says, then he went up to Simcha, and then he got to full kapor, Yom Kippur came down, that's Yom Kippur. Now, during those 40 days, the Eden blew shofar as a reminder They started when Moshe went up. The Medrash picked up. Lezah tells us the blue shofar is a reminder. They shouldn't make the mistake again. Moshe Rabbeinu went up, it's all in plan, and he's coming back down. And that was part of the Yemei Tshuva and Kapor of Simcha, and Simcha Taki. Rashi says, Berotzen. Berotzen, and he came down and keep it. Besimcha is Lashon Rashi then. So that's what, one of the reasons we blow the shofar. And obviously we blow the shofar because it's Ma'ir, Tshuva, Kedua, and that's how we start blowing the shofar. So a shayla, if a person is in the middle of quiet Shemin Esra, and they're blowing the shofar, should he be quiet and listen, or should he just continue? Well, no, it's a minig, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a chiyuv mamish. It's a minig, but a person doesn't have the chiyuv, it's precious, it doesn't have to blow the shofar. And so they say that's a problem. Just the others say that one should be quiet, even in the middle of Shemin Esra, and listen. And then he hears the shofar there. There's no chiyuv to stand. I think the minig is to stand. There's no chiyuv to stand. So that's the shofar. Then we spoke about the David. Another minig in Mishavur brings is to be marred with Tehillim. People say Tehillim. Mishavur advises one should say it in Kapitlech each day. He works the calculation. How to finish then. The person is marred with Tehillim, obviously, if one can. There's another minig of adding Tzedakah. Adding Tzedakah. Interessant to Rebbe, the Chayodim brings, and others. From the pasuk in Megillas Esther, umatonis mishleach manas ish lereei umatonis levyoinim ish lereei umatonis levyoinim drashe teves elul ish lereei umatonis levyoinim. So the remez of being marbe stoker in elul. There's other remez in elul. The famous one is ani ledoidi v'doidili, which obviously tells us not stam anas v'shteves, is the essence of these days which we just discussed. Ani ledoidi, we try to get close to Hashem. Hashem wants us to get close to him. He comes close to us. He comes out of the palace. Drish Hashem yemotzoi. The sofer teves of ani ledoidi, ledoidi li, or four times yud is 40. Is these 40 days from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur? Sofer teves of ani ledoidi, ledoidi li. I saw another one also. Uvol etzion goyel and l'shava pesha v'yakev. The last two letters of goyel and the first two letters of the next word uleshave. Is Elul, Vo Letzion Goy Eil, Aleph Lamed, Goy Eil, Ule Shove, Aleph Lamed, Vov Lamed, Pesh Shabiyakim. That's when one can do tshuva for this. There's another Rebbe, it's Elul, obviously the other famous one is Amol, Hashem Lekech, Es Levovcho, Ves Levav. There's all, not just nice Rosh Tevis, there's all the essence of these days. The Matefram also writes that if one writes a letter in these days, one starts. Not such a bit of a lost art nowadays, writing a letter, but could be even electronic letters, also good enough for now. So the Matzev Chaim writes, one already signs off, Ksive Chesime Teuve. One writes already Ksive Chesime Teuve. These are the various minhagim leading up, obviously, till Sliches. This is all before the Sliches, leading up to there. So the Rosh Taka help, Rosh Taka Bezoiche Ksive Chesime Teuve, Rosh Taka to be Siatzval Deich Teuve. We will discuss, the person starts off on the right path, and that's really tshuva, the toshuv, hey, we shall be zeichet to do that properly.